Much. Good morning to everybody. Well, finding your way to God's kingdom, that's the title, and that's what I hope to be able to put forward to you in the next, say, 30 minutes, hopefully. There's quite a bit to get through, but I won't hang around, but I'm sure hopefully you will keep up with me. I was driving back home from a meeting in Manchester a few weeks ago, where I was being directed by my new TomTom sat-nav system. This got me thinking about how important it was to be able to find your way to a location quickly and efficiently. Being aware of the traffic coming up and making choices about which road to take, and more importantly, not getting lost on the way and arriving safely at my destination on time. And this may be considered about the same in spiritual terms. If we don't know what we are doing or where we are going, then surely we will get lost, or not even make the journey in the first place. And sadly, that's what happens to so many people in life today. And so it's important that we learn to navigate through the many aspects of our life, thereby finding the right way or the right path to God's glorious kingdom to come. And this should be very important to us, as this will be our ultimate and final destination in life. You see, to fail to find the right way, the right path, to our final destination in life will quite simply be a matter of not life, but death. Now in my hand here, I have, and I've got to admit, this isn't the latest TomTom sat-nav 610, that's in my car. So I've pinched this out of Karen's car, but I wanted to just illustrate to you. So pretend that this is a brand new TomTom sat-nav 610. So in my hand I have this latest sat-nav that finds my way to any desired location in the known world by either postcode or address. And I can assure you it's really good, it works very, very well. And the one that I have ties into my smartphone, and so I've got all that information coming in through the smartphone into the TomTom sat-nav, and it literally tells me where to go, and if there's any hold-ups or anything, it reroutes you around. But we'll come to that a bit later. Now, with that aside, here in my hands, I have this book, a Bible. It's the Hebrew-Greek Key Study Bible, the King James Version. This also is a tool for finding your way through life and onto God's glorious kingdom age to come. The important thing to remember is that both are sophisticated tools to aid navigation to the correct destination. So let's take a look at the features of both. The sat-nav can find any destination either in the UK or in the Western world, either by postcode or address. This sounds, of course, very straightforward, but there is a big rider to it, being able to do this, and that is that you have to know where you're getting to, where you're wanting to go to, in the first place. If you don't know where you want to go, and you don't know how you want to get there, then really, it doesn't matter whether you've got the sat-nav or you've got the Bible. You're going to struggle to get to where you want to be. So this sounds simple, doesn't it? But it isn't necessarily always the case, as many of us walk blindly through life. In the same way, the book I have in my hand, the Bible, can be assessed throughout the whole world by anybody, and if utilised correctly and wisely, and will give them very clear directions about where to go in life, and on what road or path to follow. However, as with the sat-nav, you need to know where you want to go, and what you truly want to achieve in life. Now, unfortunately, many people in the world out there are not interested in where they are going or in any form of religion. And so merely meander through life with their whole purpose just being to eat, to drink, be merry, for tomorrow we die. But the Bible, once fully understood and utilised, will lead us onto the ultimate destination, bringing eternal life in God's kingdom to come. God's kingdom, of course, will be a place of beauty, rest and peace. But we firstly need to understand God's invitation and then want to go there. With the sat-nav, you receive real-time traffic information. This means it will show you where traffic delays are on your route and where they start and where they end. It then gives you a choice as to whether you wish to continue on your current path or to be rerouted around that delay. Likewise, the Bible gives many examples of times when people's journeys in life have been delayed or rerouted. And of course, the Apostle Paul is one example of someone who had to be completely rerouted in his life. His destination was to do God's will, or so he thought. Yet his conversion on the road to Damascus eventually showed him that he needed to take a very different road to be able to do this, as we saw in our introductory reading in Acts. So Paul's journey became much harder. Perhaps the analogy was this, that we can use it when we drive down the motorway and say we are cruising at 70 miles per hour. And of course it all seems easy, doesn't it? With nothing to worry about too much, apart from the odd car around us. Compared to being diverted onto small country roads, winding across the hillside, getting stuck behind a lorry, having the patience and awareness that we are still on the better route, because the sat-nav, or in the Apostle Paul's case, God, has intervened and decided that this is the better route for us. Likewise, Samson was another example for us to give. You see, Samson was the last of the judges of the ancient Israelites mentioned in the book of Judges, chapters 13 to 16. Excuse me. And one of the last of the leaders who judged Israel before the institution of the monarchy. The Bible account states that Samson was a Nazarite and that he was given immense strength to aid himself against the enemies and allow him to perform superhuman feats, including the slaying of a lion with his bare hands, massacring an entire army of Philistines using only the jawbone of an ass. However, if Samson's long hair was cut, then his Nazarite vow would be violated and he would lose his strength. As we know, Samson was betrayed by his lover Delilah, who ordered a servant to cut his hair while he was sleeping and turned him over to the Philistine enemies, who gouged out his eyes and forced him to excuse me a minute, I hope this isn't going to continue to be a problem. Who gouged out his eyes and forced him to grind grain in a mill at Gaza. When the Philistines took Samson into their temple of Dagon, their god, Samson asked to rest against one of the support pillars. And after being granted permission, he prayed to God and miraculously recovered his strength, allowing him to grasp hold of the columns and tear them down, killing himself and all the Philistines with him. Thereby, in this odd act, you might think, undertook God's will through his own death. I suppose when he started off, he wouldn't have thought that was the journey he was going to take. So, we need to be ready to make diversions in our lives when needed. Maybe ones that seem a little strange at times, that need our patience and trust in God, that he is guiding us and that the Bible is taking us in the right direction, although it may seem difficult for us to fully comprehend at the time. Also, this sat-nav has a feature which allows you to plan your route on a smartphone, a tablet, a PC or a laptop. You can then also view live traffic information before you travel and then send it to the sat-nav once you are happy that that's the right information you want. Now, this is the same for us in life. If we put our trust in the Bible, by reading the Bible every day, it gives us advice and suggestions to help us plan our daily routine in real time. It shows us how we should live our lives day by day before God and how to develop our thought processes so that we can get to where we want to be and to try to become the people we would like to be. The sat-nav advanced lane guidance helps to ensure you are in the right lane at each junction. This is particularly useful at busy, complicated motorway junctions, as buildings and landmarks will also be displayed on the screen, making navigation easier. Likewise again, the more you read the Bible, the more you understand, the more you will help you stay on the right path. It will help you to recognise those difficult points or blocks in life that we all come to each day, and so will help you stay on the right track. You see, the Bible gives us many examples that we can use in our daily life of people who have had difficult decisions and choices to make, just like Samson and just like the Apostle Paul. So then we can hopefully learn from these faithfuls of old, and follow their godly advice. Remember, Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 12, he said, "Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Again on the sat-nav, you have speed camera locations. With this, you will know where all the fixed and mobile speed camera locations are, which will help you avoid big fines and points on your license. Likewise, your Bible comes with a lifetime database of how to surmount fixed and mobile problems that keep happening in your life and ease your path through such problems and encounters. Life, either with or without the Bible, is not easy and will not necessarily be plain sailing for anyone. Yet, with Bible in hand, you have the promise that Jesus gave in Matthew chapter 11, verses 29 and 30. And he simply said this: "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light." Here Jesus is doing his best to make our burden as light as possible. He is taking our burden upon himself so that we don't have to carry it ourselves. One of the last features of the sat-nav is that its battery life is up to 2 hours. And it has quick fixed GPS that ensures that your sat-nav is always capable of finding satellites quickly, thus allowing you to start navigating soon after switching on. You may wonder, what has this to do with the Bible? Well, your hard copy Bible, unlike the sat-nav, has limitless battery life, as it's powered by God's Spirit Word that we can tap into at any time, any place, anywhere. All we have to do is simply pick it up, read it, understand it, and simply follow its many pages of wisdom and inspiration. But one word of caution, though. As an everyday road user, we put so much trust in our sat-navs to guide us to where we want to go that most of us don't even bother looking at the old map books anymore before we set off. But again, upon reflection, is this wise? Should we put our complete trust in this one gadget to get us to the right place? In the same way, what do we trust to guide us in the journey of our lives? Do we put our trust in the Lord and his saving way, saving name and word, or the philosophy of the time? Many people, as I said at the beginning, don't even think about this. They just go along, don't they? Eat, drink and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Do we put our trust in the Lord and his saving word? Or do we put it in the philosophy of time? And I can't stress that enough. Or do we perhaps go from one thing to the other? And we'll talk a little bit more about this type of thing in the talk in the main service, because it leads on quite nicely into that, really. Many people, as I said at the beginning, don't even think about this. Some people trust in themselves or in other human beings, but like the sat-nav, these do not always work. In fact, they can sometimes take us completely in the wrong direction. The Bible, however, is the infallible Word of God. It's our guide for life from the Almighty himself. His guidebook for life shows us how we should live our lives, how we should treat others around us, and how we can ultimately please God, and how we can achieve everlasting life in the kingdom age to come. So let's take a look at the wonderful divine features of our Bible. Well, it's free, and it's freely given. Anyone can access it and use it to find out what message it has to give, whether you're rich or poor. It's accurate. The Bible is very accurate, and you can read the Bible in your own language at any time in the world. It invites us to join the family of God regardless of what has happened in our life so far. God invites us and will forgive all who want to be part of his great family. It is totally reliable. There is exhaustive documentation all over the place to validate it in every detail. You only need to look and search through many vast topics of history and prophecy to become totally convinced. And with a little bit of acumen, it's easy to read, it's easy to navigate, and it's easy to understand. And of course, with a little help and study. But it's totally trustworthy. And if you keep coming to talks like these, you will eventually build up your knowledge and your understanding, thereby gaining in its every word. We should always remember that the Bible is there for anyone who wants to read its precious word. As we said, God has freely given life to each of us. He has also given us many incredible blessings, including the beauty of his creation around us. He has given us the blessings of a miraculous body and intricate workings far beyond our natural comprehension that cannot be duplicated by human effort alone. As we have seen, God has freely given to mankind an instruction manual that explains how we ought to live our lives now, today, in order to enjoy the blessings of an abundant life. And then, God willing, immortal life in God's kingdom to come. So then, what are these basic instructions that the Bible gives us? You know, the sat-nav works on basic instructions. It just knows which street it has to go to, and it works its way through until it finally gets you to where you need to be. But what are these various aspects within our Bible that do a similar thing with our lives? Well, I ask you to take a further look into each of these doctrinal items, which I'm going to put forward to you now, to do it at your own pace, and to test the validity of each, performing the important acid test as we go. And so please, don't just take my word for it. But some of the instructions that we need to know about doctrinal word are as follows. To be saved, we believe you must have a belief in the Holy Scriptures. It says, doesn't it, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16 and 17, it says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly finished unto all good works. We must have a belief in the one and only true living God. We believe God is the great creator of the universe. And of course we are told about this in Genesis chapter 1 verses 1 to 4, where it goes on about in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. We should have an apprehension and appreciation of the fall of man. Again in Romans chapter 5 verse 12 it says, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. We believe that man was created in the image of God, O Elohim, the mighty ones, the angels, but that by voluntary disobedience man fell from this perfect estate, and then sin entered into the world. And because of that sin, then so death. But we should have an appreciation of the plan of salvation, the destination that we talked about at the beginning, where our lives should be leading to, where we should be focusing our efforts to understand and to appreciate what's going to happen in the future, the return of Christ and the setting up of God's kingdom. We should believe that salvation is through grace. Yes, grace. A wonderful word, grace, isn't it? We all need it. And because of that root of Abraham, we're all tapped into it. We have that grace of abundance, which is wonderful. Our sins to be forgiven. It says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it says, we believe that we have no righteousness and must come to God pleading the righteousness of Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. A gift of God. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Grace is a gift of God that allows us to stand and to have our sins forgiven, allowing us therefore to, God willing, enter the kingdom age when it comes. We should understand repentance and acceptance. We must appreciate that we have a new birth. We believe that the change which takes place in the heart of our life at our conversion is a very real one. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, says this: "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." We should understand the importance of daily living. And we should understand the importance of baptism and the Lord's Supper, the bread and the wine. We believe that baptism by immersion is an outward sign of an inward work. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, it says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." We believe in the remembrance of the Lord's Supper each week by the symbolic use of the bread and the juice of the vine to represent Christ's shed blood and torn body on the cross. We should understand what the second coming of Christ means. We believe that the second coming of Christ is personal and imminent. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17 says this: "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which remain and are alive shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." And of course we should appreciate the final judgment. We believe that all shall stand one day before the judgment seat of Christ and there receive eternal life or death. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10 says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." And lastly, we should appreciate the kingdom age to come, that this kingdom will be on this earth and not in heaven. And so we believe that Christ is shortly to return, and with him will bring the setting up of the kingdom age. And of course this will be the resurrected kingdom of King David, David's greatest son, of course, Jesus. In Isaiah chapter 9 verse 7 it says, "Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." And so that's just a little basis of some of those doctrinal aspects that we believe are important as we look through the Bible, as we walk towards the kingdom. The sat-nav gives you the instructions to get to where you want to go. Some of those doctrinal aspects are the instructions that help us find our way through eventual baptism and conversion, to taking on board these things until finally, God willing, Christ return and we enter into the kingdom age. So then, what have we learnt this morning? Well, we have learned about the use of your Bible as you would use a sat-nav in finding your way through life. We've learnt about the importance of God's word, that the Bible is the only true authority and is God's revelation to us, that we should try to read it, its precious word, every day and try to lock something into our minds that can be useful for us, to help us on that journey through life. It is important to realise that the doctrinal word is needed in order to make us wise unto salvation, and that his grace is sufficient to cover our every sin and allow us to stand clothed before our Lord in righteousness. Well, I hope this talk this morning has helped you and helps you find your way to God's coming kingdom upon this earth. Thank you.